Hey, welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's our one for the weekend of April 17th, 2021.
Oh my gosh. Let's just start with a pro tip. If Prince Harry ever contacts you via social media and he reaches out and says, you know what, you're the woman of my dreams and I really, really want to marry you, it's probably not Prince Harry. Powinder Kaur says that she was contacted by the Duke of Sussex, the royal formerly known as Prince, of course, on social media, and that he said that he didn't really love Meghan anymore because he wanted to marry her. And surprise of surprises, this woman found out later that her Prince Harry was operating out of an internet cafe. Oh, I know, so sad. You know the old saying, give a man a fish and he will eat for a day. Teach a man to fish and he will start emailing people all over the world telling them that he is a royal prince. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. I'm, of course, your beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. That's right. And you can find the Kim Komando Show on over 420 top stations from coast to coast and streaming in your favorite radio app and available as a podcast over at getkim.com. And you can also hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. I love this, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And let me tell you, I trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered, and you should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area. T-Mobile.com/coverage. That's T-Mobile.com/coverage. And I'd also like to thank NetSuite for helping to make this show possible, because America's ready to get back to work. But to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. And here's what you can do. You can learn more about it right now. Just schedule a free product tour at this special address, netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, that's netsuite.com/Kim. And SimpliSafe, of course. Which part of your house feels a little less secure than you might want? Maybe it's your first floor windows. Maybe it's a French door. For me, I never, ever have to worry about that because of my security system from SimpliSafe. I can rest assured knowing that my home is always guarded day and night. Now, even if you already feel safe, that might not be true of everyone in your home. And if you've never had that really important conversation about it, it's honestly not a bad idea to do so. It just feels really good, so comfortable, when you can press the home button on my SimpliSafe keypad and I hear the base alarm say, alarm on. And then I know that if anyone did try to come into our home, the alarm would go off and I'd know. And I also love how I can see and hear what's happening at my home at any time, anywhere, from any device, all in crystal clear HD. The streaming is flawless with the ultra wide lens. It's really great. You can see just about anything. And SimpliSafe makes it so easy. The system arrives in about 7 days, and then it takes just 30 minutes to set up. I have actually done it myself. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com today to customize your system and get a free HD security camera. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That address again is SimpliSafeKim.com. Once again, SimpliSafeKim.com. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And we're going to begin with some really crazy news that if I were to tell you this 10 years ago, you'd be like, come on, Kim Komando, this has to be a science fiction movie. Now, what about a brain implant that you could control with a computer only using your thoughts? That's always been the goal of this California startup company called Neuralink. It was co-founded by Elon Musk 5 years ago. And it's definitely a fabulous idea for people with disabilities like paralysis who have a really hard time using any really type of electronics. So Neuralink has already implanted its chips into brains of rats, pigs, and now a 9-year-old monkey that's apparently able to play the video game Pong with just its mind. Now, according to Elon Musk, human trials could start this year. That involves a chip that's going to be implanted under the skull to connect to the brain via electrodes as thin as a thread. Now, going beyond medical implications, Musk has already said that we need these type of implants because artificial intelligence is going to take over. So we have to be smarter than the robots. Sure, but if you think having your home computer hacked is bad, what about if someone were to just hack into your brain. I mean, that would be horrible. But of course, they'd say, it's just all in your head. All right, number two, who came up with these names anyway? Everything from checking your email to video chats to online shopping, having it all work together is possible because this global volunteer agency, it has a name, the Internet Engineering Task Force. Now, they work to keep everything up and running based on computer language with terms that have different meanings than anywhere else. And now there's a push to change that because we're talking about politically incorrectness. Computer engineering terms like master and slave, whitelist, blacklist, words with obvious racial overtones. But changing the language is proving to be very, very difficult. I read this New York Times report, and it detailed what has started out as a proposal to update those terms has turned into just this massive global debate with 7,000 volunteers. So one proposal deals with changing the term master to primary or main. Blacklist would become blocklist, and the debate continues. So they need to get 7,000 computer engineers to all agree on new words. Like, that's going to happen. It reminds me of the time that four engineers went into a car. Stop me if you've heard me say this already, but the car wouldn't start. The mechanical engineer says, it's a broken starter. The electrical engineer says, dead battery. The chemical engineer says, impurities in the gasoline. That's why the car won't start. The IT engineer says, hey guys, I have an idea. How about we all get out of the car and then we jump back in? Get it, like rebooting? All right. All right, moving on then. Number four, if you need help updating your software, the FBI is here to help. What? That's right. Back in March, Microsoft announced that the Chinese government-backed hackers were exploiting flaws in Microsoft Exchange, which could allow them to break into countless computers. So once the news broke, it caught the interest of other hackers who wanted in, of course. And it's just simply because of how many people, tens of millions of people, hundreds of millions that actually use Microsoft Exchange. So the vulnerabilities still exist. So Microsoft got together with the U.S. government and they started to advise organizations about how to patch their systems. But so many organizations aren't doing it. So guess what? The U.S. government is going onto their computers to fix the vulnerabilities, the FBI. They've been accessing hundreds of hacked computers running Exchange to remove all this malicious code, they say, planted by hackers that allow them to control the systems remotely. Now, according to the DOJ, they do have a warrant. It means the FBI doesn't have to go ask you to go in and remove the code, although they're supposed to notify you after the fact. So regardless of the warrant, it does raise a lot of questions, doesn't it, about the jurisdiction and oversight on such a massive scale, and the FBI just being able to just go onto your computer and remove some vulnerabilities. As far as charging the perpetrators, the case continues. Finding them has proven immensely difficult because they apparently ransomware. Okay, number four. Hackers have to get their start somewhere. When you were a kid, getting your way was sometimes easy just trying again. Okay, so you'd ask your dad would say, go ask your mom. And if she shuts you down too, that's the end of it. Well, here's what's happening. Michael Caine is a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he posted some really funny screenshots of text messages that supposedly came from his wife. So if you got kids in your house, you ought to pay attention to this because the text messages, they weren't from his wife. They were from the kiddos because they managed to get onto mom's computer and then start sending some texts. Messages like this. Hi, honey. The kids deserve device time. They've been going through such a tough stretch of school. They've been really good at dealing with this all. Just a random thought. Love ya. Okay, it didn't take long for mom and dad to catch the kids, but he posted these screenshots over on Twitter. Of course, he had a lot of reactions. One person said they would be scared not to letting the kids have more screen time. Another said, let's have some revenge. Tell the dad to pretend he sold all the kids' electronics on eBay. Speaking of, I bought Neil Diamond's old Volvo on eBay. It was a sweet car online. Number five, a bed in a shed. What would you do for $5 million? Would you agree to be locked into a well-furnished shed for 5 years while streaming your entire life? Well, that's what a guy by the name of Tin Inzana is considering if someone wants to pay him. He just spent 2 months retrofitting a shed on his family's property with a bed, a kitchen, and a bathroom. And the 34-year-old has been living inside this nonstop live streaming on Twitch since the beginning of the year. That's more than 100 days so far after living in his mom's basement. So Tim dances, he meditates, but his main focus is his 3D artwork that he sells online. It's okay, I looked at it. But here's his offer. He's going to stay locked away in the shed for 5 years, filling it with his artwork while being live streamed with a custom frame kind of hanging on the wall of someone who pays him $5 million. And he's going to stay for 10 years if you'll give him $10 million. He said that he would potentially stay there until he's in his mid-40s. Whoa, talking about social distancing. So apparently his fiance is okay with this whole thing. Maybe she doesn't like him. But the idea to spend up to a decade locked away on camera, live streaming for 24 hours a day for 10 years. Wow. I don't think this guy's the sharpest tool in the shed. Hey, we have a brand new sponsor I'm super excited to tell you about, Angie. There's a lot of pride that comes from having your own home, and that's where you entertain your family and friends. It's the biggest investment you'll ever make. It's the place that you can totally make your own. But, you know, as a homeowner, it can also be a lot of work. As someone who's currently selling one home and building another, I know just how overwhelming it can be to figure out how to just get it all done and find the right people. So let me tell you about my secret to getting home projects done the right way. It's Angie. Angie's on a mission to help you just love your home by putting everything you need to tackle projects right in the palm of your hand. It's so easy. And when you download the Angie app, you can find a professional to fix, say, an emergency leak in just a few minutes. If you're planning a renovation, Angie will match you with the best contractor for the job. You can even schedule seasonal jobs like an AC tune-up or routine maintenance like lawn care. So it's all on autopilot. Plus, you can see clear upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects. You can even securely pay right through the app once the job's complete. So taking care of your home has never been this straightforward. So get Angie, your home for everything home. Download the Angie app today. That's the Angie app. It's on iOS and as well as on Google Play. All right, stay right where you are. Coming up, we have, of course, all of your great phone calls, but we have our digital life hack. That this week is about 4 TV settings you need to change to get a better picture quality. You don't want to miss that. And of course, you have more of me, Kim Komando. Hey, coming up in just a few moments, has your local police department used facial recognition software? Oh, well, there's a database online that you can go ahead and check. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. I'd love to hear from you at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever have a question for me, you can always just drop it to me on the website, too. And we use that as content for our tips and our tricks and secrets and things here on the show. And to drop me an email, and I do read every single one, just head over to komando.com. And then there's a link at the bottom of every single page that says, contact us. All right, how about we get this party started with Zeb in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Hi there, Zeb.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Fantastic. What's going on?
Good. It's really awesome to get to talk to you. I've been watching your show, or I've been listening, rather, for about 2 or 3 weeks now. On my commute, and I leave it on just to be sure that, you know, I hear you whenever I get in the car, and I, you know, listen to you the whole drive home.
Oh, well, that's sweet. So you just found the show a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
That's
I listen
awesome.
To you, and I really like Gary McNamara as well.
That's awesome. All right, so what's going on, Zeb?
So, like you said, I'm a music producer, and for the first time in a couple of years, I'm building a new computer. And one thing that's really scaring me is, as a music producer, I have giant sound libraries. I have, you know, a sample folder, and inside my sample folder is, you know, samples of guitars, you know, pianos, basses, and then inside those folders are, like, you know, different keys, you know,
wow.
A sharp, B flat, B, like, so there's hundreds and hundreds of files that are organized within files and in folders. And
so, what kind of music do you produce?
Oh, I produce all different kinds of music. My favorite kinds to produce are like jazz, lounge music, and alternative music. And I also like to produce electronic music as well. But I do all different kinds of music. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Okay, so you just have files upon files upon files upon folders and folders and folders. And you know what? I totally get that because, you know, being in the radio industry, we've got sound effects and, you know, this file and that file. We actually also produce the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas show. So I understand where you're going from. There's a lot of stuff. So what's not happening for you?
Well, so the last time that I've done this, and whenever my friends do this, they always run into the block of just transferring large sound libraries. Just the idea of like transferring your entire sample library to maybe like Google Drive, and then you upload it, and it takes hours to upload it, and then whenever you go to download it, maybe on a new computer, you find out that like dozens of files are missing here, and a couple files are missing there, and a couple files are missing here. Yeah. And next thing you know, you have to do a lot of work to find out what's missing where.
Exactly.
And then whenever you go to download your programs, like your audio programs, you know, as you might imagine, I have all kinds of effects and, you know, reverbs and plugins and delays downloaded.
It's a lot.
So when you go missing.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle. I mean, you're like, oh, my gosh, where is it? I knew it was somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I would do. Is that I would take a look at, first of all, I'd buy an external hard drive. The Western Digital has something called the Cloud Home, personal cloud storage. And so what you're going to do is you're actually going to make this like a NAS on your network attack storage on your network there at the house or your office, wherever, studios, wherever it is. And then you're going to copy everything over to it, but you're going to buy something called TerraCopy. And TerraCopy is only $25. But what it does, Zeb, is you're going to love this because after it copies, it goes, I have to make sure that I got everything. And you're like, oh, thank you for that. I really appreciate
it. Yes, please.
That was really awesome of you. For just $25, you'll do that for me? And you're like, they're like, yes, I will do that for you. So let me send you a couple of links. First of all, to the Home Duo from Western Digital, and then also to the TerraCopy for Windows. And for everybody else, in case you're looking for this type of solution, is that we will always post links over in the Q&A forum over inside the Commando community, too. So if you're looking for, like, what did she say about that? Well, just look over to the Commando community. And again, if you're not already a member, you can get a 30-day free trial over at getkim.com. Zeb, thank you so much for your call as a new listener. We're so glad to have you on board. You don't want to leave us right now because our digital life hack is totally coming right up, and it's fantastic. Hey, you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today at EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, a couple of things I need to pass along. First of which, over at Commando.com, we did a whole story about how local police departments are using facial recognition software. BuzzFeed News collected the data on the agencies and the companies, and they've tried or used this technology from a company we've talked about here on the show called Clearview AI. And if you want to know if it's been used in your area, you can plop the name of any U.S.-based taxpayer-funded organization, and then you can see if they've used Clearview software. We have the link to search the database yourself. Just head over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show near the top of the page. And Google Assistant has some new tricks that they unveiled this past week. And I'm talking about political parties. They don't always agree with each other, right? And Google and Apple have always been on two sides of the fence, not really wanting to agree on anything. But recently, Apple started allowing iPhone owners to activate Google Assistant by voice when using Apple Maps. And then Google Home has now integrated Apple Music as an option for streaming. So paying it back, Google Assistant is now adding new features. So you can find, say, for example, you're missing iPhone if you have a Google-branded or Nest smart speaker. And once you enable it in your iPhone settings, you say, hey, I'm not going to say it because every Google Assistant throughout the country is going to turn on. Hey, G-word, find my iPhone. And then it makes a sound even if it's on silent or do not disturb. And if you're still holding out hope that Apple will eventually allow iMessage on Android, it's not going to happen. And they also have a new feature that will speed up your online food orders at certain restaurants. Chains with Google Assistant will fill out the contact and payment details for you automatically. And, you know, last time I went to pick up an online food order, one of the waiters said that there was no record of it. I was like, what's going on with that? I guess Google had trouble connecting to the restaurant's servers. Marlon in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hello there, Merlin.
Hello, Cam. You have made my day, except my call.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. My pleasure.
You are one of my favorite radio hosts. I've been listening to you for years now, and it's amazing the information that you put out.
Oh.
So what I have is my wife and I are in our mid-80s. She's a 9.5-year stroke victim. And I'm looking for a device that will feed into my iPhone if she has an emergency when I'm not present.
Okay.
Something that can just, I don't want to go into a medical facility. I don't want to go into the fire station or the ambulance station. I just want to come into my iPhone so that I can respond and take care of this situation at that point.
Okay. Well, you've got a couple of options. You've got monitored or unmonitored by an organization. So, and all these there's a whole slew of these, Merlin. I mean, there's probably at least a dozen different devices out there. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And some of them will do things, will cover it for your wife when she's in the home. And even when she's outside, you can pay an additional fee. And if she's out traveling or whatever, or somebody picks her up, wants to take her to the doctor, something happens, that button still works. And then there's an additional fee if you're worried about fall detection. And so you start looking at all these individual components. And the ones that are unmonitored, that's the one that you want. So it doesn't go to like a central station. It just goes to you.
Yes.
So you're going to look at an unmonitored system. It could be now there's a wristband she can wear. There's a pendant that she can wear. There's maybe by where she sits a lot of time and watch TV or what have you, that there'll be you could put a button there as well. And so what it can do is you can program it to go to your cell phone and then maybe to a couple of other family members. And then if nobody gets an answer, then it will call emergency services.
Okay. So that's the third choice.
Yeah. So, you know, it's always going to, you know, and I think you want it to default to emergency service. If you don't answer and she is in trouble, you know, you're going to want somebody there to come help her,
yes,
right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so you know, there's 1, 2, and 3. Now, do you think she'll wear the pendant or the watch or?
Yes, she will. I just because of her short-term memory she lost during the stroke, she doesn't need to be dialing numbers. All she needs to do is push a button, perhaps speak into a speaker that might be attached to her clothing or something of this nature, that she doesn't have to go through a thinking process in order to activate it.
Okay. That's fabulous. And so there are a couple of options. There's Medical Guardian, there's Life Alert, and another one that's pretty popular is Bay Alarm. But what I want to do is before I tell you which one would be the best one for you, is I want to make sure that option, I'm not sure which one of those three has that option that it will go straight to your cell phone. So I just have to do a little bit of research for you, which I'm happy to do. Okay.
Very good.
But it'll just take, you know, I'll get back to you, say, you know, Monday or Tuesday next week.
All right.
As another option, okay, is that what I got my mother is and you know, the monitoring's great, and it's probably better than this, but I'm just going to tell you about what I did for my mom. My mother's 82, and she's fabulous. She's just great. I love her dearly. And I got her an Amazon Echo Show. And so it's about 10-inch screen, and now the new ones will actually follow you around the room. It's kind of crazy. You know, it does all this tracking. So it's a camera that follows you around, but it, you know, you can get the news and your messages, and you can order things and watch videos and all that and all this other great stuff. But I also got one for each of my siblings, because they have something called drop in. So I can say a word, which I don't want to say her name, Alexa, drop in on mom. And then the camera on this Echo Show just turns on, gives her like 10 seconds, and then it turns on. And then we have a video call, which it's really nice. And then she also uses it as a speakerphone for her iPhone. And I've seen her get the latest news and temperatures. Matter of fact, I told her to open the door, and she's like, I'm not opening the door. I'm like, no, it's nice outside. She's like, no, look, the Echo Show tells me it's 83 degrees. I'm not opening the door. And so, but there's another side of this that gives me peace of mind, is that she can say a word, call for help.
Yes.
And so when she says, when she says call for help, it rings my cell phone. And, and so if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to go with all the buttons and dependents and.
Yep. I think that's probably too sophisticated for her to understand to use.
Fair enough.
But I appreciate you going over that with me. That's an option. Keep in my mind, I might have to use it myself.
Well, fair enough. So I have your email address. And let me go through some of these options. And then for everybody else, I'll post everything that I send to Marlon over at commando.com in the Q&A forum. And thank you so much for your call today, sir. And please tell your wife I said hello and appreciate you listening all these years. It's time now for our digital life hack. And do you all call your kids every time you have a problem with your home computer? You know, they love you, but they're just too busy with their own issues to walk you through fixing your PC's problems. And with all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really hard to know where to turn and who you can really trust. And that's why I partner with the pros at SolveIQ. So you have access to experienced, reliable, knowledgeable help whenever you need it. Their expert support team is there to take your call the next time your printer acts up, or let's say your webcam just stops working. And for just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ tech experts as many times as you need. And get this, their patented software works in the background to protect and optimize your computer in real time, stopping problems before they even start. Last month, listen to this, they blocked over 120,000 unsafe malware, phishing, and data harvesting websites. And the average user freed up around 5 gigabytes of storage without having to do anything, without having to lift a finger. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Join today at solveiq.com/Kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters I-Q. SolveIQ.com/Kim. All right. Whenever you look at a TV and you sit there and you go, are the colors off? I think it was better in the store. Is it really supposed to be this way? Is that I want you to look at the settings, because over the last year, let's just face it, so many of us have watched more television, more streaming shows than ever before because of the pandemic. So what we did, we put together 4 settings that I want you to check to make sure that you're getting the best picture that you can out of your television without having to buy a new one. So we're going to start with 1, the sharpness. It's a tricky setting. You think that by turning it up would be fabulous. Actually works the opposite way. On most modern TVs, the sharpness controls something called edge enhancement. And that works with the edges of the images. So an outline or halo, sometimes you have like the soap opera effect. Now, when you start looking at your television's preset cinema movie modes, the sharpness is going to be turned down by default. If you want to tweak this setting, you want to keep turning it down until you don't see any outlines. Or just turn it down all the way to 0 and then bring it up in very, very small increments. Next on our list is noise reduction. Noise regains to like film grain, and it was an issue in older televisions. And if you're watching high def and 4K content, it's actually better to disable the noise reduction. 3 is we're going to talk about motion, smoothing, and blur reduction. It can help you watch sports and playing videos as fast-moving content can be seen more clearly. It can also negatively impact this type of content. So with video games, motion smoothing can make lag, which is horrible. So that's why you want it disabled in any type of gaming settings. And then movies are broadcast in 24 or 30 frames per second. And when you turn on this motion smoothing, may have a refresh rate of 80, 120, or even maybe 240 hertz, it can actually interpolate frames to bring the picture up to certain standards. And then finally, 4 is picture mode. And they have various modes. One is like vivid mode. it's really intended for when you actually see televisions inside of the stores because of all the fluorescent lights. And it may be turned on by default, so you make sure that you turn that off. And then we've got some other settings we tell you go into on your Samsungs and your Sonys and your Vizio as far as expert settings. And for links to all of these, as well as the steps that you need to know, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show, which is, of course, K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Hey, still to come this hour, there's a certain app that if you have it on your phone, it was downloaded I don't know how many millions of times, and I need you to delete it now. Tell you more about that. We have more of your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. Let me tell you my secret. Just two Super Beets heart chews is all it takes to get the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. I tried making beet juice. No. It's very difficult. It's messy. It takes a lot of time. That's why I just take two Super Beets heart chews every day. And you can get your Super Beets chews today. And I want you to go to this address, because if you just buy them on Amazon, you're not going to get this deal. You're going to get, if when you get two bags, you're going to get one bag free at kimsbeets.com. Once again, that's kimsbeets.com, K-I-M-S-B-E-E-T-S, kimsbeets.com. All right, aside from the Kim Komando Show, we also do the Kim Komando Explains podcast. And, you know, we have different topics along the way, anything from cybersecurity to making money to having your best web page and landing page ever. And if you've never actually got the podcast of the Kim Komando Show, is that we released a full episode this past week under Kim Komando Explains. And so, like, for example, in the first hour, we talk about massive data breaches, and then while doctors tell you it's a bad idea to Google medical symptoms, maybe not so bad on the other end, and also Zoom zombies. And so wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Stitcher, komando.com/podcast, tune in, is make sure that you always get Kim Komando Explains and subscribe or follow so that this way, as I like to say, anytime we release a new episode, even when you're sleeping, you will get it automatically. Regina in beautiful Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
Hi, Kim. Well, I sure hope you can help this senior citizen watercolor artist. I've had a little trouble with Facebook. I advertise on Facebook Marketplace, and I specialize in pet portraits. And so they have blocked me. They've told me that I've gone against community standards. I don't know why, and I can't get in touch with anybody. And, you know, I'm not trying to make $1 million here. I'm just trying to stay sane during the quarantine time and doing these pet portraits for people.
Well, you know, you sent me an email, and I looked at them. You're very talented. You really are. I mean,
thank you.
So I think probably what's happening is that Facebook is flagging you as somebody who's trying to sell pets, which is something that they don't allow to have happen. So,
which is a compliment to me on my pet portrait.
You know, but it's a downside at the same time because you're having trouble getting it out there. One of the things that you can do is put a nice big white watermark across it that says copyright beautiful Regina in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, so that this way when Google's algorithms take a look at it, they'll see a copyright notice and they'll say, oh, okay, she's not really trying to sell a pet. You could also put some words in there that will say watercolor portraits for sale. So instead of just go ahead and posting up the picture, you start giving some descriptive text along the way. And when you upload the picture, Regina, instead of it just saying like portrait of Abby, the golden retriever that I did, it was fabulous, is that you say Abby, golden retriever, portrait, watercolor portrait. So you want to keep feeding their computers as much information that it's a portrait and it's not a actual animal. Okay.
Well, how do I get back on though?
Oh, did they block you?
They told me they were going to review me and it would be 7 days.
Well, that's, you know, you just have to keep, I wish I had a magical button that I could connect you to with Facebook, Regina, but with 2 billion members, we are all at the disposal of whenever they figure they want to get around it. What you can do is fire up a new Facebook account and under a new name and make it a business page, which is what I would recommend, And then you can also start selling on Facebook, on Instagram, or on both by setting up a shop with them. And so that would also be a way for you to start getting around some of the restrictions that they might have. Because if you are linking to their shop over on Facebook, the computer algorithms are probably less likely to tag you and flag you as somebody who's violating the rules as well. So you got some homework to do. Trust me, I would still follow up with Facebook and keep sending that support in and say, okay, it's been 7 days, it's been 12 days. You know, what do I need to get back in action because you blocked me out on this? And then simultaneously start using those algorithm words so that their computer systems start knowing that it's a watercolor portrait, because you're a great artist. You really, truly are, Regina. I'm so flattered that you called me. And then on the same time, think about setting up a shop on Facebook for your portraits, because this way that would also be a way you could link to there instead of your website. And those algorithm computers and the programs that they have would probably be less likely to flag you that way too. Regina, thank you so much for your call. Still to come, we've got a big app alert to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. So Fix Online was an Android app that promised free Netflix service. But guess what? Its real job was spreading malware through your WhatsApp messages. And when it was downloaded, it asked for all these permissions, overlay, battery optimization, notifications. And so here's the deal. Is that if you downloaded anything, it promised you anything that had to do with getting free Netflix, just make sure that you delete the app. And if you need more information about that, of course, we have it all detailed for you over on our website. And you want to stay right where you are, because we do have another jam-packed hour, the Kim Komando Show, coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network.